and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, Parochial Vicar, and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season, and the readings are from Cycle A.
When I was a youth and dinosaurs roamed the earth, Lent was a very grim time. And sometimes I think too many people still treat it as a grim time. We're missing the springtime character of Lent. Indeed, the very word Lent comes from the old English word for spring. You know, Lent was designed for converts who are on the journey of joy, a journey of joy toward Easter, the Easter sacraments. And early Christians wanted to rally to their cause, relive their own personal journey, and support these new converts. The whole process, we might say, is Merlinizing. You remember the magician Merlin in the legend of King Arthur? Merlin the magician got younger and younger each day, according to the story. Isn't that what the task of every Christian should be, to become young? Like the God who St. Augustine says is younger than we are. Surprising language. God is younger than we are. The signs of a youthful spirit is a sense of wonderment that sees everything delightfully afresh. That's what God does. He sees us afresh. A curiosity that keeps learning, a hunger that keeps making friends, and a risking that dares noble adventures. Helen Keller, born blind and deaf, said this: "Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. And for us, the adventure is Jesus Christ himself and the God who seeks us in the adventure of his love." So I say, don't wallow in guilt. Face the broken, face it, and then move beyond it. Try something new for Christ. Try something new for your neighbor. Nothing gets rid of sin like becoming a better person. Once again, the church tells us what Jesus told us not to do: put on ashes. But for one day, we become public bulletin boards as a kind of a reminder to each other to make this season different, to make this season different, to face our brokenness and our mortality, and then to savor the Savior, the promise that God is making. So I say, yeah, put it on, and then make sure it's washed off, and tomorrow you look very fresh. The task is, show us how alive you are. Because the gospel goes in such an opposite direction, let me explain something about the ancient world. It was a shame honor culture, and it was a zero sum game. If somebody got honor, somebody's honor was taken away. They were shamed. That's why envy was one of the greatest crimes, even in the Roman world, because it often led to killing. You shamed me. For honor to be something real, it had to be publicly acknowledged. And that explains Jesus' response to these three very important activities. One acted to gain honor, and it had to be acknowledged by people if it was to be real. Jesus objected mightily to such a self-serving grab for notoriety. You're not to go out in the streets and blow a trumpet or ring a bell so that the poor would line up and get your alms. That's what they did. They literally rang the bell. Instead, you seek the poor to give in secret. You're not to be conveniently out in public at the third, sixth, and ninth hour, the traditional hours of Jewish prayer. Oh, I just happen to be out there. Therefore, I must pray publicly on the street corners. Look at me. Go and pray in private. And you're not to put on ashes and make a show of it so others can see how Catholic I am. This is about something else. This is about facing our mortality and being invitation. Jesus was essentially saying, don't try and get honor for yourself. Gain the honor for God. Gain the honor for God. You know, I suggest that we need a new self-giving vitality and virility. We need a courage to try something really scary, like really living one or other aspect of the Gospels. And we need a compassion like Jesus. I want to suggest we need a new Christian adulthood. I had read a book last year, by Eric Greitens. Amazing young man. Surprised he wasn't here at Stanford. College student, worked in the a summer internship in China. Another summer, helped in a refugee camp in Bosnia. That was during the war times. Helped the abandoned children in the slums of Bolivia. Worked with Mother Teresa's sisters in India, met Mother Teresa. Was a Rhodes Scholar. And then after 9/11, he became a Navy SEAL. And now heads an organization to help the vets returning from war in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are truly wounded in body and in heart and soul. And he wrote these words, without courage, compassion fails. Without compassion, courage has no direction. Let me say that again. Without courage, compassion fails. And without compassion, courage has no direction. So this Lent, I invite you, live compassion and live it with courage. Live like Jesus and gain the honor for the Father.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. Associate Director, Michael Rector. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.